about
I'm waking him up in the morning. How you feeling, Bubba? I was thinking about you. Calling him at work. Man, I ain't supposed to get no phone calls at work. Fuck him, Bubba. Just want to tell you I love you. You lose your job, meet me at the noon meeting. Narcotics Anonymous isn't about working your program. It's about working the Narcotics Anonymous program. And I don't know if you got this problem here, but we sure got it where I come from. All these people who want to tell you who God is. Well, I'd first like to thank my higher power, who I choose to call. I don't give a damn what you choose to call your higher power. You can call him Spot for all I care. Because every time I hear somebody do that, I think, damn, I got the wrong one again this week. If Jesus Christ is your higher power, you're welcome in Narcotics Anonymous. If Jesus Christ isn't your higher power, you're welcome in Narcotics Anonymous. And if you think you're Jesus Christ, you're welcome in Narcotics Anonymous. My higher power is none of your business. Plain and simple. That's between me and my higher power and who I choose to share that with after a meeting, not during a meeting. Because during a meeting, it's a violation of traditions for me to tell you who my higher power is. It's a blatant violation. Everybody tells you stuff like, God's going to take care of you. And I want to say, which one? Which one what? Which God? What are you talking about? There's only one. I said, well, I heard six different ones in the meeting. Another one I like, it's going to get better. When? I heard a guy sharing a meeting one time. I've been clean for 18 years and it keeps getting better and better and better. I mean, I don't think it can get any better. It gets better, better, and better. I got the flip side. Just when I think it ain't going to get worse, it gets worse. It gets worse. And it gets worse. And just when I think it can't get any worse, it gets worse. Narcotics Anonymous isn't about it's all going to be okay. It's not about you're going to get that job and that new car. It's about you're going to make it through whatever it is that happens. During the readings tonight, they were reading that part that says, and everybody screamed out, principles before personalities. And then some of them same assholes after the meeting will tell you to stick with winners. Now somebody explain that to me. If it's principles before it's personalities, how can you pick the difference? If you're sitting in this room in Narcotics Anonymous, you're a winner. And if you're sitting outside Narcotics Anonymous, that don't mean you're a loser. Tonight it means you're fucking cold. It's about people. And it's about acceptance. And it's about accepting people for where they're at, not where you want them to be. And I want to talk about a couple more things before y'all go to dance and try to get laid. Don't forget to wear a helmet. I don't want to hear no more of this shit about I wanted to feel close to him. You might get that feeling for a long time. And it'll fucking kill you. It ain't about coming in here and killing people. It's about coming in here and loving each other into recovery. I wish all our ups and downs could be between the sheets, but it just don't work that way. Newcomers aren't here for my abuse. Oh man, check her out. I gotta get her first. Heart disease can come out of our neck at any given moment, in any way. It can be through sex, masturbation, fornication. Gambling. Stand up, yes. 1, 3, 5. At one time, a few years ago, I was living in Miami, going the High Line in the morning, placing my morning bet, flying to the Bahamas, hitting the crap table, making it back by 4:30 to place my evening bet at High Line, while I went by the horse track to place my bets for the next day of what was coming in there. Getting markers at every casino. $30,000, $40,000, $60,000. Not counting what I was ripping off the top, what I was supposed to be bringing home. The phones were getting cut off. We were getting evicted. But I was telling my wife, when I went to work, I just didn't make any money today. Trying to hit the big one. And I'm going to hit it yet, goddammit. And my mind tells me that. It's not if, but when. And I did it for months, every day. The bookies even whipped my ass, and I didn't pay them and still took another bet. Because I'm a good dope fiend. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I've quit gambling completely. I've lost my borrowing power. But I can say that I haven't been to the horse track all year. Haven't been to the High Life. I still play the lottery. I didn't surrender to gambling. I didn't quit gambling. I'm just not abusing the privilege today. Because today it's not gambling. Today it's an investment. Yeah. I love it when I can dope fiend myself. As we grow older in Narcotics Anonymous, things happen in our lives. The first big bout that we've seen happen in our lives was the bout with AIDS. That's the biggest one we've seen. And it's still taking us. Every day. There are times in recovery as you get older or as you have accidents in automobiles or what may happen that you may have to take some type of medication that you don't want or need in your mind to take, that you're scared to death to take, that everyone in Narcotics Anonymous will tell you not to take, because we have a lot of doctors in here. Six months ago, I was on 400 milligrams of time-release morphine a day for my back. I have been on different opiates for the last almost 2 years for my back. If they could slice my ass open and cut out the problem, they could start right now in front of all of you. And they can't find my problem. And when I went to the doctor, I gave him three choices. Find my problem, if you can't, give me something for it, or give me Dr. Dvorkian's phone number. Because I'm ready to check out. Because pain is real. And you can pray about it all you want to. And you can massage it. And you can put TENS units on it. And you can shove ice packs up your ass. But sometimes, nothing else works. And you got to be real careful who you talk to about it. Because if you talk to this one over here, and you had to take something, you need to pick up a white tea tag, asshole, you used. And if you talk to this one over here, you need to take more. And the only thing I can tell you is, if it happens in your life, seek out and search and find somebody who's been there. And talk to your sponsor about it. My medication stays right on the counter. My wife has never counted it. She's never handed me my dose. She's not my fucking nurse. She's my wife. It's my responsibility. I've seen five guys, I've either seen or heard of, five different guys in the last 2 months that had to take opiates for some type of operation or pain, who either overdosed or relapsed and haven't come back. I have no desire to get high. Getting high to me does not appeal to me. I have yet to abuse my medication, not to say that I won't. But I have to work real hard on what I believe in. Not work real hard on not doing it, just work hard on what I believe in. I had a guy in my house a few weeks ago, spent a couple of days with us, and he said, "Man, I'm really concerned about you." I said, "I don't know about that. I relapsed. I broke my knee, and they gave me some Percocets, and within 3 days, I ate 4 bottles. Now, this guy talks program every 5 seconds, quotes program every 3 seconds, will correct you on all your defects of character every 2 seconds, and he just mouths program all day long. "Dick, my dunk, boy!" One of those, "He knows the program!" I said, "I'll tell you the difference between you and I, is you're giving it everything you got, because you're afraid you might use again." I said, "I don't wake up every morning and give it everything I got. Narcotics Anonymous isn't a outside entity that I have to like bring into my life every day. Narcotics Anonymous is part of my being today." When I wake up in the morning, I am a member of Narcotics Anonymous, in my heart and in my soul. It's the most important thing in my life. It's the only thing that affords me the ability to have my family, my sponsor, my friends. The only thing. Nothing else does. May the 15th, a The guy I sponsored for 7 years had been in, well, a few years ago he moved up to D.C. because he got ran out of Florida because he was one of the ones that started the bogus text. And if you don't know what that's about, you'll hear about it or you'll talk to somebody and they'll tell you, they'll inform you. He decided that a paperback copy of the basic text could be made for like 60 cents. That addicts in jail and institutions could get the message of Narcotics Anonymous. They weren't getting it because they couldn't afford it. And what the World Service Office was charging for it. All their treatment centers could get it cheaper than the home group. And he had the money to design the plates and make it happen, and he did. And he passed out tons of books. And he got sued by the World Service Office. Mind you, this is the same guy that I know time after time after time would go to a meeting and that goofball from the other end of the room would come at him from after the meeting. And he'd say, "How you doing, Bubba?" "Oh, not real good. How long you been clean?" "Oh, got up this morning at about 6:30. "Yeah, when was the last time you ate?" "I don't know." "Come on, Bubba, let's go get something to eat." And he'd take him to eat. And then 3 hours later, he'd be on a plane with him and take him to California to a convention for the weekend. And then the next week he'd do it to another addict. And the next day he'd do it to another addict. Time and time again. Always given to the addict that still suffered. After the baby blue bogus text thing happened, his home group in his area denounced him of all of his positions. Told him he wasn't welcome anymore. He moved to D.C. and tried to go to meetings and didn't feel comfortable. Didn't feel like he was a part of. Didn't feel welcome. Felt talked about, gossiped about. So he started shooting dope again. Then he couldn't find any veins and he started cutting his legs open with his butcher knife at home. And every 2 days, I'd drive over to D.C. to spend some time with him and try to get him to go to a meeting. And I'd get him as far as the midday lotto machine. But we'd go out in the park and we'd sit and we'd talk. And one day I took my son, little Marty, who's 10 years old, who's the love of my life. He says, "Daddy, I love you every day." He says, "Daddy, come in and pray with me. It's time to go to bed." And I asked him, "Why do you love me so much?" He says, "Because you're so cool." And I took the little Marty over to D.C. with me one day to see Lou. And he looked at Lou and he said, "Lou, you smell bad. What's wrong?" He said, "I haven't had any money to wash my clothes." And it was because his legs were nothing but rotten flesh. And finally we got him back to Miami to a hospital and started doing skin grafts. And then finally after a period of time we got him willing to go to treatment and detox and send him to California. He went to treatment for 6 months and he was in charge of taking care of the rabbits. Two or three weeks after he got out of treatment, he tried to go to meetings and he called me and he said, "I just don't feel right. I'm not comfortable." And he went out and he bought a week's supply of dope, got a hotel room, and the first shot he did killed him. And I can tell you right now, did the dope kill him? Or did the arrogance and the gossip and the intolerance of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous kill him? We got to learn to respect each other. God damn it, I've got a right to be wrong. And I will take that right. But at the same token, I've also got to give you the privilege and the ability to have your wrong. And if we allow each other to have our wrongs and accept each other for our defects of character instead of trying to live through somebody else, it's kind of like the parent who takes their kid to church. You're going to church so I'll look good. You're going to go to college and get a degree. And these parents that live through their kids, it's going to make them what they could never be so that they can brag about how great they are all of a sudden. Fuck them. If nobody's told you they love you today, it ain't my fault. Take a look at your program. If nobody's told you they love you today, maybe they don't know how. Maybe it's our responsibility to teach them. Maybe it's our responsibility to teach that alcoholic addict not just good things like I used to do. I'm Billy Bob Blueback, and I'm an alcoholic addict. Ha-bob. Maybe it's our responsibility to take the text over to him and sit down and say, let me explain to you. I mean, we do that little get shit, doodle got garbage before the meeting, our little statement of identity that goes over people's head like a lead balloon. They don't hear it. Maybe it's our responsibility after the meeting to go sit down with them and say, how you feel, bud? You feeling better since the meeting? Want to come over? Come over and say, let's get a cup of coffee. I'd like to explain something to you. This is called our basic text of Narcotics Anonymous. This is how thousands and thousands of addicts have stayed clean. They all got together and they wrote this book. And then they got together again and they rewrote it. And then they got together again and they rewrote it. And then they got together again and they paid somebody outside the fellowship to read it. But we're not going to get into that part right now. The Narcotics Anonymous is about, you're not any different than us. Alcohol is just a drug. It's like if you take marijuana and you sit it here, and you take cocaine and you sit it here, and you take alcohol and you sit it here, and Kester's glue and you sit it here, how many diseases do you have? And the guy will say, four? No, you ain't even got a disease sitting there. You just got a bunch of different drugs. But our diseases are the mind, body, and the spirit. Our psyche depends upon sedation to resolve conflict, and it always will. That's the problem. And the solution is the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous. And there are other things you can do. Narcotics Anonymous is not the only way to get clean. It just is for me. If acupuncture works for you, enjoy it. If you have to have a therapist, after you run out of money, and your insurance goes out, and somebody got paid for referring you there, after you get done with your therapist, and your head's still all fucked up, come on back with us and we'll work the steps with you. Because that's the bottom line. No matter how much outside help you get, we still got to come back and work the steps together. If treatment worked, if detox worked, we wouldn't need Narcotics Anonymous. Go detox. shape up and get a life, asshole. Detox is only discovery. Narcotics Anonymous is recovery. Maybe when you're clean as long as I've been, almost 22 years, you can have what I've got. I've got an 85 Toyota Corolla with 225,000 miles on it. I've got $11 in my pocket that I borrowed from Bill this morning. I have an eviction notice on my apartment. My phone's cut off the 19th. And I can't even afford a pack of rubbers to go fuck myself. Now, am I successful? I didn't use today. But then again, using and dying doesn't scare me. If I could use and die, that would be an option sometimes in my mind. I hear people say, oh, no, 5 years again. Oh, no, it'll be the last one. I'll die. Where do you get that ticket, pal? That doesn't scare me. Using, going to jail, getting a boyfriend named Bubba, that scares me. That's real. I don't have a desire to use. I have a desire to stay clean. If you're new tonight, or if you're coming back for the 300th time, and nobody wants to hear why this time, remember, it ain't one day at a time in Narcotics Anonymous. I hear this crap all the time. One day at a time. We got a whole damn book on just for today. Just for today. I lived one day at a time for so long, I got a week behind. All I have is today. You can't give me no more than that. A guy told me last week, damn, man, 21 years clean. Whew. I wish I had that. I said, well, shit, you can have it all, but today, that's all I need. I said, okay, you got it. You feeling better? It ain't about time. It's about how much time I got left. How much time do I have left to get real and to get honest and to get right with the God of my understanding and my sponsor and my sponsees and my family and the people about me? That's what it's about. The weekend, first week in December, I get to go down to Gainesville, Florida with Mr. Bill and all the guys in our family tree, all the guys he sponsors, all the guys we sponsor, all the guys they sponsor, and then all the guys that everybody invited. And we get to sit down and cry like grown men should. And we get to talk about the things we should be talking about in Narcotics Anonymous. Not about, damn, Falk pissed me off today. Mom will kick his ass. He's lucky I wasn't using, man. That ain't what meetings are about. Meetings are about a woman on a passing bus looked at me funny today and I feel like shit and I don't know why. I hurt like hell in here and I don't know why. I need some help with the steps. Who's willing to help me? This damn idiot calls me at 1 o'clock in the morning from Missouri or someplace. Bubba, listen up. Got a new joke. Sitting at home in tents watching the playoffs. What's wrong with Benia, Bubba? Called me 3 days ago. How's Mary doing? She okay? Give her a hug for me and tell her I love her. Tell her it's going to be okay. You need anything? You all right? You're lying. And he knows. This guy's been my friend. He's been my enemy. We've argued. We've fought. We've disagreed. We've told each other, fuck you. We've called each other motherfucker, asshole. And we've held each other in each other's arms and cried like babies. It's okay to disagree today. You just don't have to be disagreeable. I don't like everything about everybody I sponsor. But I love everything about what they're about to be. And that's all I have to wait for. A guy gave me a poem one time and said, did you waste a day or lose it? And was it well or poorly spent? And did you leave a ray of sunshine or a scar of discontent? And as you close your eyes in slumber, do you think your higher power would say, you deserve another tomorrow by the message you carried today? I'm truly grateful to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm truly humbled to the committee of people who listens to tapes and become judgmental. Would fight and argue to the point to call me and ask me if I would be willing to come and share at your convention. Because I don't have anything else more than you have. Because you gave it to me. The only thing I can tell you is what you've already given me. And if you didn't like what you heard, quit fucking giving it to me. Because I got it from you. But if you do quit giving it to me, I'm going to still knock on your door at 3 in the morning and find out why. Because I got to have it. I'd like you just to take a moment of silence. Touch somebody next to you. Just for a minute, think about their pain. Nobody's told you today that they love you. I do. And I thank you for loving me enough to allow me to be here. I'll keep coming back. Thanks.